You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by Sean Hackett with the 451 Group. Welcome, Sean.
Thank you.
So, Sean, you are the Research Director of CloudScape Group at 451, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Why don't you tell us about what that is and how you approach something as vast as cloud when it comes to looking at an industry trend?
The CloudScape program within the 451 Group, in this role, I actually direct most of the cloud research for both the internal 451 Group and Tier 1, which is a sister organization that's focused on service providers. To get our arms around it, what we did is we've separated the cloud by research into what the third-party service providers are doing in terms of launching cloud services, and we've split that from what companies like VMware are doing to enable the cloud. So coverage and enablement sits within another organization within the 451 Group. In CloudScape, we are then tasked with covering the cloud from a more of a service provider or a public cloud perspective.
I think that 2010 was the year that cloud hype almost reached a pitch. What do you think, looking back in 2010, were the most interesting developments?
Increasingly, I think enterprises and service providers alike are realizing that the distinction between a public and a private cloud is sort of almost a nuanced discussion at this point. I think everyone would agree that all clouds will be hybrid clouds. And if that's the case, what's been really interesting is the amount of innovation, the amount of capital, the amount of activity in general we're seeing in the enablement of that hybrid cloud.
Mm-hmm.
So the enablement of what I refer to as sort of the boundaryless organization. If I'm an internal organization, how can I leverage the cloud as almost an extension of my enterprise? And I think that is probably the most important activity toward the end of 2010 and really what's going to propel the market, I think, in 2011.
What do you think are the biggest challenges to an IT organization moving from an enterprise data center model to a hybrid cloud model? Is it technical challenges, policy-based, or sociological changes?
My personal opinion tends to be that it's more around sort of the sociological or cultural changes.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, security. I think security is, by and large, a smokescreen from internal IT. If you ask most enterprises whether they think a third-party hosted facility is more or less secure, I think, on balance, most of them would answer that a third-party facility is, in fact, more secure than their internal environment. I also think it represents a change in the way people do their work every day. It represents a shift in mindset. It represents a new way of organizing, creating billing systems, and being able to do chargeback and resource allocation is not easy. So it's cultural changes, it's the organizational changes that have to be made within an organization. And then thirdly, I would say there still are some technical limitations.
When I talk to different IT managers about how they're starting on hybrid cloud, it seems like some of the infrastructure as a service or software as a service plays become their primary focus points. Do you see this as the normal process? And if so, when do we get to dynamic management of a hybrid cloud where workloads are being allocated based on real-time needs, not based on applications that we're comfortable with throwing off into the cloud permanently?
That is sort of the end-all, be-all game of cloud, at least in the near term,
mm-hmm.
right? It's being able to dynamically allocate workloads and having something that sits in the middle and makes those sort of automated decisions based on policy and risk-reward and a number of attributes. I think we're a long ways away from that. There's a lot of technical advancements that still need to be had. One of the gating factors is bandwidth. Those workloads and some of the data requirements to pass those workloads seamlessly from an internal environment to the cloud takes a lot of bandwidth, and sometimes that's not available. Sometimes the network just simply isn't architected in a way that facilitates that transfer of data.
When you talk to an IT manager today, I know that you cover the public cloud sector, but if you're talking to an enterprise IT manager today, What would you say are the top five things or 3 to 5 things that they need to do in 2011 to stay apace of this trend?
The first thing they're going to have to do is get their own internal IT house in order, their internal environment squared away first. They have to have security policy, detailed security policy. So how do you decide which workloads, not only which workloads can be pushed to the cloud from a technical perspective, but which should we push to the cloud? What are the risks? What are the regulatory constraints, compliance by workload? Thirdly, go through the application portfolio and decide from a technical perspective which can be moved to the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have to replatform? You know, where do we have to spend money to enable these applications to live in the cloud?
The economic value, I would assume, will push IT departments to get comfortable with this, maybe more quickly than they want to. Would you agree with that?
Quite frankly, a lot of enterprises, what's shifted them to leverage an Amazon-like service is its ease of use, affordability, and convenience. The fact that I can bypass IT and swipe a credit card and get something done and not have to wait 2 weeks for a server to be provisioned is a big value proposition. So I would agree. I think those three things, simplicity, affordability, and convenience, drive the market forward.
We started with looking back at 2010, and you talked about hybrid cloud and the investment going on in delivering that. If there was one thing that you think our audience should be tracking on cloud for 2011, what would you think it would be?
It'd be interesting to see if we can make some headway around standardization. It'd be interesting to see who is going to own this white space in between the private and public cloud. There's a lot of stakeholders here, the management providers, the integration as a service players. The service providers, are they going to eat up all of these providers and consolidate the space and where integration and hybrid clouds become an extension of their service? This is a very interesting space, and it can go in a number of different directions. So I'd really watch this space.
Fantastic. Well, Sean, it was great having you on the program. If any of our listeners want to find out more about you and your services, where should they go?
They can either go to www.the451group and look for CloudScape, or have them email me directly at sean.hackett@the451group.com.
Great. Well, thank you very much for being on the program. We hope to have you back soon.
Thank you so much.